ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय
Ishakata,
the science of God,
Proktaha,
is said,
Nana,
various,
Akhyana,
narrations,
Upabrimhita,
described. The science of God describes the incarnations of the personality of Godhead and his different activities, together with the activities of his great devotees. Purport. During the course of the existence of the cosmic manifestation, the chronology of history is created, recording the activities of the living entities. People in general have a tendency to learn the history and narrations of different men and times. But due to a lack of knowledge in the science of Godhead, they are not apt to study the history of the incarnations of the personality of Godhead. It should always be remembered that the material creation is created for the salvation of the conditioned souls. The merciful Lord, out of his causeless mercy, descends to various planets in the material world and acts for the salvation of the conditioned souls. That makes the history and narrations worth reading. Srimad Bhagavatam offers such transcendental topics of the Lord in relationship with great devotees. Therefore, the topics of the devotees and the Lord are to be given respectful oral receptions. Om Agyanati Mirandasya Nyanjana Sakaya. Chakshur Miditam Jena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha. Shri Chaitanya Mano Visham Sthapitam Jena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kalmayam Tathati Svapanantikam Vandeyam Shri Guru Shri Rupapada Kamalam Shri Guru Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Sadrajatam Svapanagavanatam Vitam Stam Sahibam Sadvaisam Svapadhutam Pravishna Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Radha Krishna Pada Swadhana Lalita Sri Vishakhandhamstra He Krishna Karuna Sindho Dina Bandho Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namaste Taptakanshana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Rishabham Sute Devi Ramami Hari Priye Vancha Om Pitarubhyascha Kripa Sindho Om Devacha Padita Nam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shri Vasadi Gaur Bhakta Vrinda
Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare
Avataranu Charitam Hareshtasyanu Bhartinam Pumsam Ishakata Prokta Nanakyan Oprabrimhita. The 10 items, 10 topics explained in Srimad Bhagavatam are being described in brief. Here, Ishakata, the science of God. Ishakata is plural number, the topics concerning Isha, the personality of God, Isha Vashanudharma Sarva. Ishakata. Avatara Anucharitam. Ishakata consists especially of narrations concerning the avatars of the Lord. Yada yada hi dharma siglani bhakti tadatmanam srijami. The Lord periodically descends sambhavami atmanayana by his spiritual potency and performs wonderful activities. His activities are wonderful. Charita means characteristics, form, qualities, pastimes. And Anucharita and Anuvartina, his followers. Krishna is never alone. He's always with his devotees. Nrisimhadev is with Prahlad Maharaj. Vamandev is with Vali Maharaj. All of the avatars have their associates with whom they perform their pastimes. Krishna is never alone. Krishna alone is impersonal. There's no such thing as Krishna alone. Krishna means with his devotees. Anucharitam, Anuvartina, his followers, those who are, yes, Anuvartina, the Lord and his followers. So the qualities of the Lord and the qualities of the devotees, the activities of the Lord and the activities of the devotees are all interconnected. We hear about Nrisimhadev. Actually, most of the topics concern Prahlad Maharaj. Nrisimhadev only appears in one chapter. And there are so many chapters about Prahlad. So Krishna appears to glorify his devotees, to please his devotees. From that point of view, the devotees are even more important than the Lord. One time, Srila Prabhupada was visiting the museum, Diorama Museum in Los Angeles, and there was a diorama of Krishna and Arjuna. And Prabhupada said that the horses were the most important. But the horses are more important than Krishna and Arjuna. They're also devotees. Krishna means with Arjuna, with the horses, yeah, everything. They're inseparable from Krishna. When Krishna appears at Kurukshetra, the chariot is there, Arjuna is there, the horses are there. Even the opposing party, they're following Krishna in a negative way. But they're also contributing to the pastimes of the Lord. Without Hiranyakashipu, there's no fun for Lord Nrisimhadev. Hiranyakashipu brings out the glories of Lord Nrisimhadev and the glories of Prahlad. So he's also part of the Lord's entourage, part of his repertory company. So, avatara anucharitam. Not these bogus avatars. We have katha about them also. Namam duskrita namunta prapadyante naradama. Maya kutagyana asura palama. The pseudo avatars. There's katha about them also. Just to distinguish them from the genuine avatars of the Lord. No one can become an avatar simply by advertisement or by magic tricks. No one becomes an avatar at all. The Lord himself is eternally the Lord. He becomes an avatar means he descends. No one comes up and becomes an avatar. Doesn't work that way. Avatar means descending. So when the Lord descends from the spiritual world, avatar, then Anucharita, he's described by the devotees. The topics of the ordinary man are described by the ordinary man, or less than ordinary. Svabhi Bharahostra Karai Samstuta
Purusha Pashu. The men who are like dogs, hogs, camels, and asses glorify some bogus incarnation of Godhead. Yes. And men who are just ordinarily fooled, not fooled by bogus avatars, but just fooled in some other way by the material nature, they glorify politicians, rock stars, and so on, sports heroes. There's a tendency to hear. There's so many books, history, biography. We like to read about some extraordinary person. The bookshops are full of different descriptions. That tendency should be used for hearing about the activities of Godhead. That's why Krishna appears. Prabhupada said, just to create a subject matter for our hearing, Krishna appears. I mean, he can stay in the spiritual world, but he comes just to create a subject matter to attract our attention. Ishakata is plural. There are so many topics about Krishna. He has innumerable incarnations, and in each incarnation he performs so many wonderful activities. So the science of God consists of multifarious narrations from authoritative books like Srimad Bhagavatam, Bhagavad Gita, Puranas, and so on. Nana, Akhyana, various narrations. These narrations are not fictional stories. They're facts about the personality of Godhead. And Upabrahmita, they're described by the pure devotees. The hearing Ishakata from ordinary men, non-devotees, is forbidden by Srila Sanatana Goswami. What is that? Avaishnava mukho girnam bhutam harikatamrita shravana naiva kartavya sarvoch chishta yathaya. He says that Ishakata, Krishna Kata, Hari Kata, is like nectar. Hari Kata Amrita, the nectar of Hari Kata. But if it's spoken by the Avaishnava, then one should shravana na eva kartavya. It's not to be heard. Eva, emphatically, it's not to be heard. Even if they're having a big pandal program, even if it's going to last for a week, even if everyone in the city is coming, even if he sings so nicely, even if the proceeds are going to be donated to charity, even if he's a very good speaker, even if he's got a good little band with him that creates a nice mood, even though he's expert, even though all my friends are gone, na eva kartavya, not to be done. One should not hear from him. Shravana na eva kartavya, not to be heard. Why? Sarpa uchchishta yatape. His harikata is like milk touched by the lips of a snake. You may say it's milk, but actually it's poison. No one will, the snake has been drinking from some milk. No one else will say, let me try. If
after all, it's milk. Cows are pure, milk is pure. No. We'll say Sarvajchishta. Uchchishta, what is that in Bhagavad Gita? Uchchishtam apichavedyam tamasam prajakshita. Food that's the remnants of others is rejected as being in the mode of ignorance. And thus it's the food, the remnants of the spiritual master, Krishna Prasad, Mahaprasad. But ordinarily, food which is just left around, leftover food that other people have been eating, that's tamasam. That's in the mode of ignorance. Mode of goodness, fresh food. Anyway, you know what food in the mode of goodness is. But this is food in the mode of ignorance. Remnants of others. And what to speak of the remnants of snakes? So, the Sanatana Goswami says that the Harikatha spoken by the non-devotees is like the remnants of snakes. Milk touched by the lips of a serpent. Naiva Partavya. Shravana Naiva Partavya. Not to be heard. But it should be heard in the association of the devotees. The impersonalists will give their own slant to it. They'll infect the subject matters with their own polluted consciousness. They'll encourage fruitive activities. Mental speculative theories. And we're trying to get free from that. Devotional service means Jnana Karmadhyaya Navratana. And they take the Harikatha and cover it. Jnana Karmadi Avratam. They take the Krishna Katha as a vehicle for speaking something about pious activities, about material elevation, about merging with God. They spoil everything. By their very mentality, they spoil everything. And the pure devotees, satam prasangatmam abhivrasandhano, bhavanti vidkarnavasana. The actual potency of Harikatha is realized when we hear from the pure devotees. When Srila Prabhupada spoke, he didn't have a little band party striking up the tune at crucial points. He didn't speak all the nice things that would make people feel good about themselves. He didn't jump right into the juiciest portions of the 10th canto to talk about Krishna Lila, or to talk especially about Krishna and the Gopis. He talked about Rishabhdev. He talked about Kapildev, he talked about Prahlad, he talked about Kunti Devi. This is all Isha Katha. He talked about hogs, dogs, camels, and asses. This is not to be left out. The professional reciters are not very keen on speaking these things because the audience is not very keen on hearing. And today they'll speak Isha Katha, Hari Katha, tomorrow Isha Katha, Maheshwar Katha, the next day Durga Katha. Avaishnava. Because they're not devotees, they're speakers. Katankars. So we shouldn't hear from them, we should hear from the pure devotees of the Lord. Srila Prabhupada didn't give the polished presentation of the professionals.
But from Srila Prabhupada's Hari Katha, so many people have become devotees all over the world. Bhagavad Katha. So this is our method to spread devotional service by speaking Bhagavad Katha, following in the footsteps of the pure devotees. Anucharita. Not just charita. Anucharita. The characteristics should be recited by following in the footsteps of the pure devotees. Does it say? Yes. We should follow in the footsteps. What we've heard from authorities. We just have to repeat that, and it will act. You don't have to have a beautiful voice. You don't have to be a great narrator. You don't have to have a wonderful vocabulary. You don't have to have a big bag full of jokes. You just have to speak the message of Krishna as it's been heard, as you've heard it from the authoritative representative of Krishna. That's all. And then it will act. Then the potency will be there. You don't have to add anything, you don't have to change anything, don't subtract anything. Just present Krishna as he appears in the pages of Srimad Bhagavatam, as his incarnations are described in the parampara system. And then it will be effective. Ishanu Kata. Alright, maybe we should stop here, see what kind of questions we have. How late are we speaking till today? We changed the schedule. So. Till when should we speak?
8:45.
Okay, we have a question.
Maharaj, yes, I had a rather they told you, I heard your lecture on food for death, you know, and food for life. Very nicely you speak in the lecture about how we should serve the Sadam only with the two premises, and we should not do it outside because we want to connect people to Krishna. And yesterday also in your Sunday lecture you beautifully mentioned it. Yesterday in the Sunday lecture, you also said Red Cross Society and all, they don't do our work, why should we do our their work?
Yes.
The social service, yeah. So, in the same lines, one question has been always lingering in my mind, that many times, for the sake of teaching to corporates or students, you know, we take topics like stress management, time management, you know, study tips and goal setting and all that. So, sometimes we do it in the preliminary stage, maybe for a few months, after which we gradually take them into Prabhupada's books more deeply. And then they start studying Bhagavad Gita, Bhagavatam and everything. So, I wanted a suggestion from you on two things. One is about this kind of things we Prabhupada approve of, approaching people through this kind of method. And secondly, if we are publishing some literature,
well, let's do first. I never heard Prabhupada comment about going that way because practically it wasn't done very much. But Prabhupada indirectly spoke about such things, that the there are different topics and they should be connected with the Lord. What is that in the first canto? Yes. Everything should be connected with the topics of Uttama Shloka Krishna. So, if we simply hold courses in stress management and values and motivation and so on, and we don't give the message of Krishna, then again, we're not doing our work. We're doing somebody else's work. That's not our business, to help people get motivated, to help people
perform their fruitive activities without stress. But if it brings people to hearing Harikatha, then we're achieving our purpose. If people actually give submissive oral reception to Harikatha, if we're able to deliver the actual product, then the goal is being achieved. Otherwise, if we stay on the platform for years and years together, simply speaking about motivation and stress, then we're wasting our time.
What is a similar related question was this. In our bookstalls, the gift stall, nowadays in all over this country, you find plenty of other books, other than Prabhupada's books, other than DVD books. One type of books are the esoteric books, advanced books in devotional line. Of course, they are written by Prabhupada's disciples and others, so they are beneficial to the devotees also. Another type of books are self-help books, you know, like stress management, time management, or recession books, like soft skills. Those kind of books, like Peter Barwash. These kind of books. So I want to know from you, Maharaj. At one time, I used to feel that we should not keep any book other than Prabhupada's book in the start. Another time I'm torn between like a pendulum. Then I feel that if we keep these books, then we can inspire new people to take up to Krishna consciousness slowly over a period of time. They may read these books and then come to Prabhupada's books. These may act as a stepping stone. So when I published even Essence of Bhagavad Gita book or even Chaitanya Charitamrita book or some other books, at one time I was talking to Chaitanya Charitamrita book that you know, such writing has to be done only by advanced souls. So he was telling me, no, Prabhupada wanted us to write. No, he wanted everyone to write. So we had a kind of debate for some time at one time about writing.
Who is that?
Chaitanya Charitamrita. So then I told him, even if we write, maybe we can write our realizations in our own diary, but to publish books and bring them and distribute them in such a way that they replace Prabhupada's books sometimes. So I used to feel about even the books that I prepare also, like Essence of Bhagavad Gita and other books. So in that connection, I wanted to understand, Maharaj, we can make it completely pure, only distributing Prabhupada's books and only teaching through Prabhupada's books. And this could aid the devotees as additional material. You know? Otherwise, we sometimes get a doubt, are we, you know, introducing people to something which is of lower quality, like what Vedavyas did with the Puranas?
So we have to examine what we're publishing and what we're distributing. There's, first of all, it's not necessarily so that just because it's esoteric literature from our tradition, it's suitable for our own reading, even what to speak of distribution. If we see Srila Prabhupada's preaching, it's not full of confidential topics about Radha and Krishna or Braj Lila. So you have to think about that. There's an interesting discussion with Srila Briar Sridhar Maharaj about Ujjala Nilamani. Srila Rupa Goswami wrote two dramas, different dramas. So Ujjala Nilamani is about Krishna's pastimes and Vrindavan, his amorous activities. So in this discussion, Srila Sridhar Maharaj gives a brief synopsis of the contents, very brief, just synopsis of the contents. And then he says, of course, I have not read, but I've heard. So such an advanced devotee, disciple of Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, and he's telling about Ujjala Nilamani by saying, of course, I haven't read it. But we'll read anything and everything, because we're very advanced. So, it's not that it, sometimes even books are published that are not even authoritative books, translations of books that are not even, what is that, Nityananda Charitamrita? Nobody knows where it comes from. It's not a standard book in our line, but it's translated, it's published, it's sold, and nobody asks any questions. So we have to know what is what. What is suitable for us and what is suitable for public distribution. There's some book, the story is quite well known, that Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur was asking Bhaktivinoda Thakur whether he could publish this book, Govinda Lilamrita or something. And finally, he was told he could publish, what, one copy? Two copies, one copy. Because it's not for the general people. They'll misunderstand it to be something mundane. So that's the first thing. Esoteric means high katha. They're not suitable for the general public, or perhaps not even for us. Then topics about mundane achievement and so on, that's also not our business. How to be this, that, and the other thing. Books about health, books about time management, and so on. That's not our business. Unless it can be connected to Krishna. If by health it comes to the point of Krishna consciousness, if by vegetarianism it comes to the point of Krishna consciousness, time management comes to, everything finally comes to Krishna consciousness. So if it finally brings the reader to the point of Krishna consciousness, then it has value. How much value? You have to see by seeing the book. 99% mundane topics and 2% chant Hare Krishna. Sort of a low signal to noise ratio. Then, as far as devotees writing, Srila Prabhupada wanted it. Prabhupada said, what is this back to Godhead for? He said, everyone should write. He didn't say, you know, the sannyasis or the pure devotees or the paramahansas or something. He said, all, they should write. He said, all of you. He said, you should write your realizations. He said, otherwise, what is this back to Godhead for? One time they asked Srila Prabhupada, is it all right to have more than one article by you in the magazine? I said, actually, all the articles are written by me. They're just divided up under different names. So when the devotees write what they've heard from authority, that also has potency. We're not frozen. That Harikatha was spoken with potency or written with potency from 1966 to 1977, and then it all stopped. Then we freeze everything. And from then on, you can publish books, but only by cutting a part from here and pasting it to a part from there. You take Prabhupada's writings and you cut them up in different ways and put them back together, and because you know that that's bona fide, because Prabhupada spoke it. But nobody else, we don't want to hear from anybody else. No. Then you get a very strange move. Then no one can, you have to attend the Bhagavatam class every day, and it has to be another Prabhupada tape. No one else should speak, because Prabhupada's the only pure devotee. No other books, because Prabhupada's the only pure devotee. No. Someone will get up and say, we should only hear from Srila Prabhupada because Prabhupada's the only pure devotee. Then who are you? Well, who are you? Why should I hear from you? Prabhupada one time wrote from Vrindavan that to one of the temple presidents that everyone should attend the Bhagavatam class every day. He said, I'm also attending every day. And I'm hearing how they're speaking and I'm enjoying. So this is authorized. It wasn't that in Prabhupada's time. He said, just play a tape by me every day. And for that matter, make sure that the kirtan is a tape too, because no one, you have to be pure to chant Hare Krishna. So we don't want to hear anyone else leading kirtan, but Prabhupada needed a frozen movement. But it's not meant to be frozen. It's meant to go on. So Prabhupada trained his devotees, encouraged that now I'm leading kirtan, now you lead the kirtan. Now I'm giving the class, now you give the class. I'm writing books, you write books. During Prabhupada's time, he encouraged Srupa Dhamma Maharaj, who wrote the book, Krishna the Supreme Scientist. Prabhupada encouraged that BBT should publish it. Satsrupa Maharaj wrote readings in Vedic literature. Prabhupada encouraged that BBT should publish it. So it's not that Prabhupada desired that he would be the last writer. He'd be the last guru, he'd be the last kirtan leader, he'd be the last Bhagavatam class leader, the last writer. Everything stops with him. No. It goes on. That's a credit to the spiritual master that his disciples and then disciples continue. Just they should learn it, how to speak Harikatha, how to write Harikatha, how to lead the kirtan in the authentic way, how to worship the deity, everything. Prabhupada said, as I am doing, you should also do. So books by the devotees are wanted, that we should have more and more books. Not just that it stops with Prabhupada. But it should present Prabhupada's message. And Prabhupada's books have unique value. First of all, he chose the most important books. Bhagavad Gita, Srimad Bhagavatam, Chaitanya Charitamrita. These are the foundational writings of our Sampradaya. Bhagavad Gita, Srimad Bhagavatam, Chaitanya Charitamrita. He picked the most essential books, along with Isopanishad and Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu. So that's the first thing. If you want the most important books, just the books themselves, those are the books that Prabhupada translated. And then they're translated by Prabhupada, who had such discretion, such careful judgment, such expertise, such realization, what to present, how to present it. So these books have so much power. And we see so many people have become devotees by reading Srila Prabhupada's books. And we're making advancement by continuing to read Srila Prabhupada's books. So Srila Prabhupada's books have this, have a unique place in our Sampradaya. And they will continue to have a unique place. Nobody has to pass a resolution that Prabhupada's books will always be special. They are special by their very nature. By their very nature, they're special. By their very nature, they have potency. So they'll be appreciated, Prabhupada said, for the next 10,000 years.
I find.
But the other books can bring people to an appreciation of Prabhupada's books. They can amplify the message of Prabhupada's books. They can present Prabhupada's books to particular audiences, like Srupa Dhamma Maharaj. Prabhupada had a scientific, you're all scientists, you speak in scientific language, I'm not a scientist, you're a scientist. So for a particular audience, if you're an economist or a psychologist or a thisist or a thatist, you can write in the language of that particular discipline or specialty. There's so many different contributions still to be made. There are current topics Prabhupada was writing about, topics from post-World War II, topics that he was writing about the president of India back in the 1950s. Well, it's, you know, India's had a lot of presidents since then. There have been a lot of demons since then. Prabhupada wrote about particular demons of the day. And usually obliquely, but you would, if you read carefully, you'd love who they are. But they weren't the last ones. There are so many, you know, they didn't stop. They didn't say, no, such and such, Dr. such and such is the last demon. He's, no one's authorized to be a demon after him. There have been so many successors. This Baba, and that Sri Sri, and so many. So, as Prabhupada challenged the demons of his day, we should challenge the demons of our day. The scientists were doing their rubbish in Prabhupada's time, now they're doing similar rubbish or different rubbish, so they should be challenged. The rascal politicians, the rascal scientists, the rascal philosophers, the rascal gurus and yogis and swamis and avatars. It's not just that we'll cut and paste something from Prabhupada's books, but you should specifically challenge them. That's our job. Otherwise, what are we here for? So there's a lot still. Just like Prabhupada established temples, but it's not that, well, Prabhupada was the only one who could establish temples. No, so many temples have come since Prabhupada's time. And that's what Prabhupada wanted. Prabhupada established Mayapur, Vrindavan, Bombay, maybe a few other temples in India. Then, since there's Ahmedabad, there's Tirupati, there's so many. Pune. So it should go on. So it's not just that we stop and we freeze everything and we say nothing now beyond this. But we should keep it pure. We should keep it pure. Keep it authorized, keep it pure. Follow in Prabhupada's footsteps. Not try to be more exalted than Prabhupada, more this or that. But genuinely try to serve Prabhupada's mission, Prabhupada's message, by understanding it and then presenting it in your own words for the benefit of others. BDT has published this Priya Bhagavatamrita, probably Lamrita. So many devotees have joined from reading about Prabhupada from Prabhupada Lamrita. So, and there are so many other books which are substantial contributions to the Krishna consciousness movement. So they should not be rejected. They should be also made available, also distributed.
Jai.
We would like to thank Maharaj, 3,000 people.